art about town. And imagine it like your art gallery lucky dip, because each Wednesday morning at 8:40, we're going to pick a gallery, we're going to give them a call, and we're going to see what exhibition they've got on at the moment and what you can expect if you head along. And we're kicking off the segment with Art Site in Camperdown. Now, Madeline Tuckfield Carano is the director and curator at Art Site, and she joins us now. Madeline, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Willie. I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you so much for getting up nice and early for us. I know art gallery hours are slightly a bit later, but we really appreciate you getting up. So first of all, tell us a little bit about Art Site.
Well, Art Site, I suppose, is a bit of a quiet achiever. We've been in existence for many years, and in about 2010, we changed our model from by appointment to regular hours, and we also started to represent artists. And basically, we've developed a very solid reputation from them, from the artists, and from that point onwards. And it's kind of exciting what we're doing. I love it, basically. The artists are just fantastic.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Okay, so what are you showing at the moment?
Okay, we have two exhibitions on. One of them is called Big Works, and it's basically all of the works I cannot lift by myself from our stockroom by our represented and associate artists. And there's seven works in that show, and they're each individually just stunning works that really need to find a home. And then in Gallery One, we have Lisa Corrette, who's a young emerging artist that we've basically, we've known Lisa and been exhibiting her for about 18 months, 2 years now, and this is her first solo exhibition, and her work is really good. She's the exhibition title is Uncanny Archives, and to be quite honest, the work kind of creeps up on you, because every single person that's been in to see the show has kind of seen something terribly familiar about the work and started talking about their past. And Lisa, as a country girl, has brought to the city her grandparents' farm, her growing up in the country and then the city. And there's something incredibly familiar or uncanny about the paintings. But you start to think about your own family relationships as well. So it's a really interesting exhibition, and she's definitely what I describe as a keeper.
Yeah, nice. Fantastic. If you had to, is it abstract work? Is it realist work? She's a painter. Where would you kind of put her?
It's kind of not realistic, and yet it is. So, for example, the golden ute is her grandfather's truck, and so it's realistic, but the landscape is abstracted around it.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of gives you this sense of familiarity that's kind of not quite identifiable, but it's landscape, you're in that landscape.
Okay, amazing. So you're looking at the piece and you're able to be drawn into a story, or you understand what you're looking at.
Very much so. There's a real sense of familiarity to it. And even, like, for example, a house I used to know, one of Lisa's paintings, there's a sense of, I mean, I just remember my grandfather when I'm looking at it, even though it's nothing like his house, but that sort of sense of remembrance and the sort of shivers down the spine, the back feeling that you've seen something that's very familiar, and yet you're looking at it very in a kind of different way. And so she's communicating across generations, because she's very young, she's a recent graduate, and she's also making sculptures, Banksia forms, and she's started to get some traction in some of the finalist award competitions. And she actually has work in the Woolara Small Sculpture Award that's in storage for the opening of their new exhibition venue, Redleaf, sometime later this year. It's been delayed a bit by COVID. She's very exciting. Obviously, we're excited about her.
Yeah, I know. No, it's lovely. And it's lovely. And I think one of the really beautiful things that you've been speaking about this morning is, I think sometimes art can be daunting for people because they don't Sometimes they feel like they don't understand it or they're not sure what they're looking at. But often I say to people, how does it make you feel? And this morning you've referenced many points where people have felt something viewing Lisa's work. So that's kind of one of the key things, I think, when it comes to art. Now, the show's on at the moment. What are the opening hours and when can people get along and see it?
Well, our opening hours are Thursdays to Sundays, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The exhibition's also online and you can shop online as well. So you can either preview the exhibitions and our stockroom and then come in and browse, because we have quite an extensive stockroom as well. And I do tend to keep all the work that I love from previous exhibitions. So there's a wide range of work, not just Lisa's, but other artists as well. In our stockroom, and the opportunity to see Lisa's exhibition, I think, is not to be missed.
Excellent. Oh, my goodness. Madeline Tuckfield-Carano, thank you so much for joining us. Get along to ArtSite this weekend, people, if you can, and check out Lisa's work. Hey, thank you, Madeline.
All right. Thank you, Willie.
Bye.